This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea claimed it tested this week a second known type of nuclear-capable underwater attack drone designed to destroy naval vessels and ports, adding to a flurry of weapons demonstrations this year that have heightened tensions with rivals. The report of the four-day test came a day after the nuclear envoys of the United States, South Korea, and Japan met in Seoul to discuss the growing North Korean threat. China has announced it's holding 3 days of military exercises around Taiwan starting Saturday. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The announcement came the day after Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen returned from a trip to the United States. Tsai met U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy while in Los Angeles on Wednesday. That angered Beijing, which views Taiwan as its own territory. There was no immediate response from Taiwan's government. Beijing staged war games around Taiwan, including live fire missile launches, in August after then U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taipei. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia did not fare well in recent elections in three U.N. bodies. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains why.
Russia has lost elections to three United Nations bodies, a sign that opposition to its invasion of Ukraine over a year ago remains strong. This week's votes in the 54-member UN Economic and Social Council follow approval of six non-binding resolutions against Russia by the 193-member UN General Assembly. Russia was overwhelmingly defeated by Romania for a seat on the Commission on the Status of Women. It lost to Estonia to be a member of the executive board of the UN Children's Agency UNICEF. And Russia was defeated by Armenia and the Czech Republic in secret ballots for membership on the Commission on Crime Prevention.